Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. We enjoyed a mild day yesterday, nudging 50 degrees in the warmer valleys south, but that was followed by some showers mixing with snow in the north overnight, generally focused in far northern areas as the storm straddled the Quebec border, pushing east into Nova Scotia this morning. Slightly colder air behind the storm changed any mix back to snow, leaving a coating in places in the north and over the higher terrain south, a few inches of snow accumulating over the higher terrain north. A cold front trailing the storm is pushing south this morning, with clouds and lingering snow showers in the north and mountains giving way to some partial clearing and becoming partly sunny in southern valleys. Temperatures shouldn't climb much during the day, steady or falling this afternoon, thanks to some strong, gusty northwest winds, 30 to 40 miles per hour at times, adding to the chill. High pressure builds to our south tonight, and that means mainly clear skies developing, although there is a minor system that'll be sneaking through tonight into Friday morning, and that means some periods of clouds generally diminishing after midnight, as they'll be more common west of the Green Mountains, some clearing by morning. Even so, it will be much colder in spite of the clouds. Temperatures generally single digits and teens. Plenty of sunshine will finish up the week tomorrow and a seasonably cold day. The weekend brings another late winter mix as a storm tracks to our north and west Saturday and a second disturbance comes out of the southeastern U.S., spreading some snow or a rain-snow mix northward Saturday morning, changing to rain in the valleys, but a few inches may accumulate, especially over the higher elevations north. The system moves quickly northeast Saturday night, part of a mild southwesterly airflow that brings us some sun, mild temperatures on Sunday to close out the month, but the sun won't last. Clouds will be moving in Sunday afternoon. A weak system brings in a chance of some snow or rain showers Sunday night into Monday morning, part of a push of colder air that'll arrive Monday night and Tuesday. Now to the forecast details. Scattered snow showers north. Localized accumulations of a dusting to an inch, especially over the higher terrain. Snow showers will diminish and give way to increasing periods of sun, partly sunny skies in southern valleys. Blustery and colder, highs in the 20s to near 30 north, in the 30s south, but steady or falling as winds gust 30 to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in southern valleys, partly cloudy north of Route 4 and through the southern mountains this evening, and some clearing late. Much colder, lows 5 to 10 above north, near zero in some of the cold spots, especially the high terrain, and lows 10 to 15 in the south, a few single digits in the cold spots there. Friday, a few morning clouds in the south, otherwise, mostly sunny, it'll be seasonable with much lighter winds, highs tomorrow in the 20s to a few low 30s in the north, and in the 30s south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen, with an eye on the sky.